WRCP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, monitoring the frequency. YR 503 listening.
Just checking to see if this gets me into the Mayville MI-8 repeater. Probably should have given my call sign, WRYV897.
WRCY565, I'm picking you up from the Detroit repeater. You are broadcasting through the Mayville repeater. WRCY565, we're clear. I need coffee.
Roger, roger. Thank you very much for that. WRYV97, clear. 897, clear.
WRVV 690 mobile, listening. Good morning, FD. Everything is going all right on the way to work location. Good morning. I hope you can hear me. I'm on my way to the work location. 1544 monitoring. WSET 544, good morning, GMRS friend. Hope everybody's having a good morning. RZP 544, Sheboygan County Bomb, we are rolling. WSTI 783 to station 392, copy.
I have a question. WRYR 503, does anyone have the Midland MXT 500 radio? That's a Midland MXT 500. WSTW 213 monitoring.
WSTW 232. This is WSTI 392. Copy.
Loud and clear, 392, air wall to wall.
You ready to do some hunting this weekend?
Yes, sir. I'm in route now with a info.
Very nice. I'm sad I'm going to miss out.
Yeah, as you know, the way I see now, more guns would be better.
Yeah, we got stuff going on this weekend, so I can't make it.
Yeah, wish you were there, but yeah, supposed to have good weather, so it's looking really good right now.
Yeah, forecast looks great for it, so. All right, well, safe travels and safe hunting. I'll talk to you guys later. WSTI 392, clear.
WSTW213, and I'll talk to you directly on the way back up.
WSTI 783 to station 392, copy. WSTI 783 to station 392, do you copy? WSTI 392, looking for channel 783.
This is station 783, we're on the road, baby. Just passing the Mount Morris Road exit.
Station 73. I'm working on putting groceries away.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll let you get back to it. I'll try to hit you up later if you're at your desk. WSCI 783 monitoring after your final.
Sounds good. WSCI 392 monitoring.
WSCI 783 to station 392, copy. WSCI 783 to station 392, copy.
WSCI 392, looking for 783.
WRYY 219, just looking for a quick radio check. Anybody's out there? Thank you.
Loud and clear.
received that. I appreciate the check just setting up the new base station here, just making sure I got the repeater programmed in there correctly.
Copy that. WRZX218. We're standing by. End of mobile.
WRVV 690 mobile, listening.
Radio check WSTZ 571.
Loud and clear in Sheboygan County, WRZP 544.
Thank you. Hear you loud and clear in Troy, WSTZ 571. Thank you.
Roger that. Enjoy your day. WRZP 544.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Seabury, 10 mobile, monitoring.
WFCL 664 monitoring.
WRTZ 552 is listening.
WSCE544 monitoring.
WSES-772, can I get a radio check?
WSEV-387 for a radio check.
You're loud and clear over here at 13 and Mount.
ATS 77 busy.
77 Thank you. I was just testing out my new Midland radio. I'm on the area of Mountain Davidson.
I'm just glad to be able to hit the repeater. I'm not normally on this side of town, so nice to be able to get some feedback.
Yeah, I hear you. I've been using a handheld, and I just figured I'd try with a Midland 15 watt.
I'm on 5 watts of fine magnesium handheld myself, but I got a nice Midland, I think it's a GX5 antenna on the roof, so that's giving me a little bit of a help.
I heard a lot of static on my end.
I'm probably right on the edge of my being able to touch this repeater now that I'm up here at 14 miles. WSDS 772, back to monitoring.
Hey, get rid of the Roger pizza.
I'm sorry, is it WSEV387 with the rubber V, or no?
No, it's not. It's still there.
My apologies. I'll try and take it off. WSEV387, just checking to make sure the Roger Deep is off.
It is off. Thank you, 387. Station 983, station out there, 983, this is WRUG, 488, copy? WRUG, 488, clear.
WRYB 421.
Station 421, WIUG 48. You're sounding good, but you're fading out a little bit.
Okay, thank you, Jack.
Sound a lot better. You look like you're sitting by me here. And this is WIUG 48.
WRUG 488, can you still copy me?
Now you're sounding good. WIUG 488.
Okay, I'm going to switch over to medium power and see if it sounds okay too.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm back on medium power. How am I sounding now?
Okay, but it looked like you're a little bit, not close enough to the mic. Roger?
Okay, is this any better?
That's a lot better. Roger.
Okay, thanks a lot, Jack. I just made some changes. I tried to get that antenna a little higher and just wanted to make sure it was working okay. I appreciate it, sir. You going to be there on Saturday?
It's played by ear, I don't know. For tomorrow, I'll know tomorrow for sure. Roger?
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, I'll check back in with you tomorrow then. I hope you have a good night, sir. I'm going to be clear on your final. WRUG 488, WRYB 421. Good evening.
Are you on the handheld or are you on the base station?
I'm on my base station right now.
Are you okay? Anyhow, I'll shout for you tomorrow anyhow. And maybe talk to you tomorrow and see what's happening out that way. You take care and you have a good evening. WIUG 48.
WRYT 421. Good night, Jack. Clear.
Station 380. Station out there, 380. WIUG 48, copy.
WFEU 445 calling WRWW 601. WRWW601, are you listening? WSET 544, are you listening? WSEG-482, monitoring. WSEU 445 calling WSET 544. still with me?
Yeah, I
don't get it. I don't know who's doing it, but it's annoying. I'll bring it tomorrow so we can get it programmed. Yeah, it comes with one. A little more power, will overpower the scroll. Come with the cable. I've got that with it too. WSCU 445, clear. WROY501, radio check.
WROY501, I can hear you loud and clear. WSCS 550.
All right, thank you very much. How are you doing?
Not too bad, just enjoying the evening. How about yourself?
I'm good, slowly getting tired. We're traveling from North Carolina.
Really? So you're from North Carolina. How'd you find us?
My friend got a cottage on the island.
Oh, fantastic. That sounds awesome. I hope you have a good time.
Well, thank you very much. I'm really looking forward, you know, in next week or two. Over here, it looks beautiful. The colors on the trees are amazing.
Yeah, you definitely picked a good time of year to come for that. So, yeah, welcome to Michigan, and I hope you have a good time. I better step away from the radio now. This is WSCF 550.
Thank you, sir. Have a good night. WROY. Mobile's a little scratchy, but we got you in here. WRNW 329 over here, Clean Township.
There's WSTZ 927. A little bit of popcorn in that transmission. I'm not receiving well. What township you're in?
I'm over in Clinton Township. I'm on the NL, but it's probably because you're moving on your end. I'm only a half a mile from the repeater. Over. Maybe you lost that mobile station out there. We'll take a standby. We'll talk to you again sometime. WRNW 329. We're back listening.
I'm not receiving too well here on 275 North, right at the 96 split, so not getting good signal here.
All right, no problem. I think it's standby. Maybe get a little closer to the repeater or something. WRNW 329.
WSTZ 927 in the mobile, still listening. Felt like I'm traveling uphill. Traveling a little more. Testing one more time here at a higher elevation. Listening.
WSEX 870 monitoring.
WSB2996 to WRWD 49. Once again, WSB2996 to WRWD 49. WRWD 489, we're standing by.
WSEQ 575.
Go ahead to 575. Copy in there. Whoever that was, it just keyed up. We got a copy on you. This is WRWB 489. WRWB 489, and we'll be standing by.
WIUG 88. Go ahead there, Mike.
Yeah, what's going on there, Jack? Just turn this thing on here a little bit ago.
Oh, not much. How about you? I just got home. How about now? I just got home. Roger.
Yeah, same here. Just got off work. And just heading home.
So you're a little bit tired, Roger?
Yeah, that I am, that's for sure. But, you know, hey, gotta make that almighty dollar.
That is the best thing you do. Roger?
That's right. You don't work, you can't make money, you can't eat.
Right. You can't enjoy life either, like, with no money. Roger?
That's true. Yes, I guess this weekend it's supposed to get up to like 70 degrees or something. That'll give me a chance to catch up on some yard work. Get some of these leaves if I have.
That's what they say. You know what? I just looked at it this morning. It was, they say until about, not this Saturday, next Saturday, there's no rain at all again. Anyhow, you know what? You're right. You know, you finish from the grass, now it's a leaf time. I got leaf time, and I'm just a little bit lazy. You see them on the ground going here and going there, and I haven't done nothing yet.
I usually wait till they all fall and just hook up the leaf sweeper to the tractor and then just sweep them all up and then put them in bags. Easiest way to go.
You know, does that cross trees for me? They do that. They wait till the whole tree come down, then they go out there and do the whole thing. But now, you know, I mean, you're right. You know, that's the best thing to do. I do mine like every time there's a leaf out there, Go out there, blow them on one side, and pick them up next. And really, that gets you tired too, but it's a good exercise. Yeah, it is. But I'd just rather wait till they all fall and then do it. I mean, I got the big power sweeper, so it saves time. Less hassle. But you know, I found out a lot of people that crush them. They say it's good for the grass when you crush them. Yeah, I guess. You know, people do that. They mulch them up and they just leave them. Right, you pick them up. But when you know, the bags, four bags, they used to run $1.99. Now they $2.79. Somewhere else, $2.99. Yeah, well, what I usually do sometimes is I'll just intermix them with my garbage. And I got we got those big garbage canisters on wheels. I mean, they don't even check inside those things. You know what, you're right about that, but you know what, we had a company, a GFL it was, GF something. I think what they do, that's what I heard, I don't know, they have like camera inside the truck, and every time they flip a garbage can, they look at the camera what's in that garbage can. Well, they don't now. They got priority waste for the area, and that's who took over GFL, because GFL sold out to priority waste. And those drivers, they don't even, they play around on their phones more than they do their work. I mean, it's like, wow, man, and our township pays for that. And this is what you guys do? And they don't even check nothing. They just throw it in. I've seen them mix recyclables with the regular trash. So, I don't know. You know what? You're right. You know, the recyclable, they do it. They go in with the trash. You know, I've seen them doing a lot of that stuff. And sometimes they leave half of that trash. Yeah, I've seen them do that too, where it gets skewed all over the ground. They don't pick it up. They just go on to the next one, keep going. Or sometimes they forget a whole street, and then you got to call them up, and they got to come back out and have them come pick it up.
You
know what? Two years ago, I had a lady. She sold the house. And I'm not kidding you, Mike. She left half of the furniture outside. And they came in, picked up all that, they crushed the whole furniture. And the water heater, it was broke. They took the water heater too, they crushed them in. And they left.
Oh, boy. There was a braking station in there. Go ahead.
Nobody leave. I used to work for Republic Waste, and the reason why sometimes they put the recycle in a garbage truck, if there ain't no other recycle truck around, they have to put it in there to get rid of it. Because if they don't have no other recycle truck to pick it up, they got to put it somewhere. The other thing is to leave a truck down the street. It might be like all the other guys gone home and the truck might be broke down. Then they have to be off the clock by 6. So, that's what I'm talking about. WRFK 359, Robert Downriver.
No, Well, that could explain it too. When GFL sold to Priority, a lot of the trucks that Priority took over needed service, and they were waiting for like parts, and things were on back order. And that was another issue.
Yeah, I started in 89. Then I drove truck for a long time, then I retired. I just couldn't handle it much more, you know. Because my route was like Monroe, Ann Arbor, Ypsilanti, all over. It was just me. You know, all I did was deliver those coverage cards. But it was just to get to you. But, yeah, they, that's what they usually do. The supervisor usually tell them to mix it. And you gotta get off the clock by 6 o'clock. If you don't, you gotta fill out a log. So. Alright. Don't let you guys go back. WRFK 359 Robert and Wyandotte. North End, we're out. Out of sight.
Go ahead, Mike.
Yep, so that explains that. I mean, we, for the most part, though, my street in particular, or my neighborhood in particular, hasn't really had any logistic issues with that. But other parts of the township that I live in, they've complained because there have been days where nothing has been picked up and it just sits there at the curb, and either they forgot about it or, like, said maybe the trucks broke down. That could be the case, because they did have a fleet of trucks that were down for a minute. But you'd think they would have had all that, you know, working at least before that all happened. Maybe that's probably the reason why GFL pulled out, because they didn't want to spend the money on fixing up the trucks. And when GFL took over that, when it was, they took over from Rizzo. Originally, it was Rizzo who owned all those trucks, and you know what happened with Rizzo.
You know what? Today, they cost lots of money because it's diesel. That truck is diesel. So when it comes to fixing the diesel, it's not cheap. And you know what? I found out there's not too many experienced people on the diesel. And this is WIUD 48.
And usually the bulk items, they usually have a separate truck for that too. They usually have like another little loader or a flatbed, and they usually pick up like refrigerators or couches and stuff like that. So, alright, my wife is home. I gotta see what she's gonna be doing. Talk to you guys later. See you later, Jack. WRFK, but right now we'll be out. And we'll listen up, but not talking. We're dying.
Robert, take care. Have a good evening. WIUG 48. Go ahead there, Mike.
What's the last three numbers? 88. All I got.
Who was that there? We got another breaking station coming in. Go ahead there, breaking station. You got WRWB 489. Personal is Mike here. What is your location? Oh, I guess he can't make it in one of the repeaters, wherever he was at. Anyway, go ahead there, Jack. Pick it up.
Yeah. Well, that's what happened. Anyhow, are you almost home?
I just pulled in about 10 minutes ago. I've been sitting here.
Bye. I'm going to let you go because you're tired and You want to go home, get something to eat or drink. I'll talk to you a bit later, and good to hear you and good talking to you. You take care. WIAG 48.
All right, there, Jack. We'll catch you later. This is WRWB 489, and we'll be clear.
WSPI 847, WIUG 48, copy. Well, I guess not. WIUG 48 is clear.
WSBR 676 and 690. WSBR 676 to 690. WSBR 676, monitoring channel. WSBR 676, monitoring channel. Thank you.